You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yeah, before we get into the trending report, I do, because you know me, I like to process our topics for a while. The thing that stands out to me that's always been, I think it's humorous, but if we have anybody who's under the age of 20 listening right now, let's say adolescents and teenagers are in a weird spot where they have no choice but to contradict themselves. So they say one thing and then they do another. It's a contradiction because on one hand, it's the preaching about I'm unique, I'm an individual, there's nobody like me, I'm a unique individual over and over again. Then turning around and doing what everyone else does. I'm unique.
But three other of my friends have nose rings. I want one.
So I'm going to go get one.
Yeah.
Or my friend's got tattoos. Yeah. I'm unique. I'm an individual. I'm going to go get one.
We've all done it.
It's funny. And we all, yes. I mean, it's every generation is the same way. You say you're unique, but then you pretty much you're in a school of fish and you, you know, like.
And you go with the flow with the other fish.
And you go with the flow.
You've
and it's
seen
kind of interesting.
Nemo, right?
So, yeah. So it's like when I wrote that book, Smart is Cool, one of the messages I tried to get across for young people is, if you're going to be unique and stand out, make it through your words and your actions. That's what makes you unique at your age. Words and actions. Because if you're just doing the same body decoration that everybody else is doing, you're saying that you're being unique, but you're doing the same thing. So make it your words and your actions. That's what makes you eventually, ultimately, stand out. And that's what makes you different.
That's good.
Let's go to a trending report. Jeremy, let's start with the Olympics. I know you are glued to.
Oh my gosh, I can't get enough of it, Dom.
The U.S. women's soccer team will not be winning gold this year. They got upset 1-0 by Canada, our friendly neighbors to the north.
But it's been a while, right, for Canada?
20 years since they beat us.
Then let them win. Everything's
they were
fine.
I like Canada. I like the Canadians. If it can't be us, let it be the Canadians. The American women will play for the bronze medal on Thursday. After withdrawing from multiple events, Simone Biles has announced she will participate in the finals of the balance beam competition tomorrow. My prediction is that whether it's watching it live or watching the replays, that will probably be one of the most watched Olympic moments since the miracle on ice.
Could be. And sadly, I bet people are going to be tuning in not to see if she does well and lands it and sticks it and gets a perfect score, but sadly, people will want to see if she fails.
Well, they're interested in this whole the twisties thing.
Yep,
I think
twisties.
They want to see how she overcomes that.
Yep.
There was a tie in the Olympics. Jeremy's really mad about
this. I hate
this.
There should be no ties.
They are high jumpers, a guy from Italy and a guy from Qatar.
Really?
They tied, and instead of going to a jump-off, which is what normally would be done, they just shook hands and agreed to share the gold
That's
medal.
That's stupid. You go to the jump-off just because it's also called a jump-off. And what do they do with that little podium? You know, you get the top gold.
They stand on it together.
You got to share the little square?
Yeah, they put their arms around each other.
Ooh.
I thought it was a moving moment.
Somebody falls off.
I thought it was a moving moment.
Stupid.
Our swimmers continue to score big. Katie Ledecky dominated. She's good. Bobby Fink snagged a gold. And then Caleb Dressel won 3 more gold medals. So we know how to swim in this country.
Wow.
That's for sure. And, Jeremy, we also got the gold medal in golf.
Golf. All right.
Here we go again. There's talk that the Delta variant of COVID is now going to shut down the return of movie theaters. Mm. Jeremy had a story this morning about Clifford the Big Red Dog.
They're postponing the release.
Yeah.
No!
Paramount says that they're worried that parents won't take their kids to the theater.
Yeah.
And then Paramount has some other biggies that are coming, including the new Top Gun and Mission Impossible 7.
Seven.
So, movie theaters, people are not taking this Delta variant seriously, and they better, because there's some
really
horrible
sick
stories
people
coming out.
If you're not vaccinated.
And then the last thing I have for you has to do with the TV show Jeopardy, which, by the way, does have an exclamation point in it at all times. It's not just Jeopardy, it's Jeopardy! They went out and asked people which of these guest hosts they would vote for to be the permanent host, because there's been a bunch of them, right? Katie Couric, Aaron Rodgers, Ken Jennings, Dr. Oz, George Stephanopoulos, LeVar Burton, and executive producer Mike Richards. That's funny to me that Mike Richards, the producer,
He did really well, so many votes.
Number one among the popular vote is Ken Jennings.
Yeah, people like
And then
him.
Number two is that Mike Richards guy.
There you go.
LeVar Burton, number three. For all the print and media coverage Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback, got, he only got 5% of the vote. Anyway, what else trending?
Well, big trending news here locally. I-70 through Glenwood Canyon, don't even bother. Boy, it's a mess right now. CDOT is saying there is going to be a prolonged closure of I-70 through the canyon. There's extreme damage. They say their engineering staff has never seen anything like this before.
Prolonged as in what, Jer?
A long time. I don't know. I have not. They're not actually putting a number on it, but the way it sounds,
like
at least
month?
A month, maybe at least 2-3 weeks. Like, if you see the pictures of it, it's insane. And
it's gnarly.
This time around, I mean, the last few times has been, you know, some mud and stuff splashed on the highway. There's actual highway damage now. From these giant boulders that came down. So I'm sure these structural engineering crews are out there assessing whether or not these highways can even hold cars right now. Can you imagine the amount of weight and stuff on this thing and the damage? It's bad. So it could be months before this thing's opened back up. They're saying
the power of Mother Nature, isn't it?
It really is. They're saying truckers should go up through Wyoming to get around all this. If you're just going on a trip in your regular Suburbosaurus, you can get off at Silverthorne, travel north on Colorado 9. And
how long does that take?
It's a two-hour detour, basically, to go up and around. Then you end up back at Rifle, and then you can zip on down. On I-70 out there.
You know what I recommend?
Man, it's
fly.
A mess. Just fly. Just stay home. Save your money.
Drive out to DIA and fly where you're going.
This one's for Dom. Whataburger and their very dated logo. They're planning to break ground in Colorado Springs next week. 1310 InterQuest Parkway, if you're familiar with the Springs area.
I am. That's in the north side.
It'll probably be open before the I-70 highway is back open, honestly. They're going to have 100 new jobs for people down there. And yeah, they are saying open by the end of the year. So you can get yourself a Whataburger in the Springs.
Well, they say that some new people took over the Whataburger franchise that were more open to the idea of expansion. So this is good news for Colorado.
Yeah. You like their burgers, don't you?
I just love everything about them.
Except their stupid logo. This is only a story I can do today. It says, do you have that familiar sinking feeling every Sunday night because you know that Monday is just around the corner? Well, poll found close to 1 in 4 people pretty much feel that every Monday. They just absolutely dread Mondays. They hate them.
Oh.
And I don't think that's quite silly. Get that. I mean, it's like, be thankful that you got another day, you know, and a job, hopefully, that you're going to. But I kind of get it. I mean, Dom has talked for years how we really are fine on Mondays, but I'm starting to tiptoe to the side of, I could use one more day. I kind of get it.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
There you go. Where's this funny story about the men's junk? Oh, here we go. This story's coming out today, which I find funny because tomorrow is National Grab Some Nuts Day, which is fantastic. But scientists in China are working on a new contraceptive for men that uses injections of nanoparticles made of iron oxide, and they shoot all that into your bloodstream, and then they put magnets down by your bits and pieces. And what the magnets do is they draw the particles down to your junk and heat everything up, which basically, it's like you're not supposed to wear tight-fitting underwear when you heat everything up.
It shuts off the tap.
The tap off and ruins your baby batter. So that's basically what they're doing with these nanoparticles and magnets.
This story smacks. It smacks of onion material.
It really does. And
I'm wondering if in the next day or two, stories are going to come out that say this was one big hoax. You inject a bunch of iron particles and then
and
put magnets around your stuff.
You pull all the magnets off your fridge and tink, 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 stick them on there. I don't like this one bit.
I won't be doing it.
You come home and your kids are putting their, you know, art projects on you with the magnet, and your wife's putting the grocery list on there. You don't want that at all.
Here, so you don't forget, honey.
Yeah, don't forget. We need bread. Doogie. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
Find us on Facebook. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB.
I think we need kielbasa is what the note that you would put on there.
Dom. Those little cocktail wieners. We're out of those. Yesterday was MTV's 40th anniversary, and to celebrate, Rolling Stone came out with an updated list of the greatest music videos of all time. And we think number one's kind of a dud, but I went ahead and posted it as our clickbait today. The number one video, according to Rolling Stone, is Formation by Beyoncé. And you can check it out. I don't get it. I mean, Madonna's on the list, Guns N' Roses, Michael Jackson, Nirvana. There's some really good music videos on here. There's some really good songs.
They just like being contrarian.
But,
yeah. That's what they like.
Exactly. So, hey, join the conversation. The music video's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.